This is the BBC.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it's a good one for this Friday. James, the private investigator, with another story of a stakeout. Also, who's going to win the week on Bangers? And Pink comes to see us, one of the biggest pop stars in the world. We call some of her super fans and put them straight through to her. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. We're looking for Pink super fans.
I think with someone like Pink, Scott, like, she's super famous and super talented. And occasionally we have a guest on the show where it's like, I don't know, I feel slightly intimidated by.
Yeah.
Just because of, like, who they are and what they do. And she's wicked.
Yeah. But really nice. But you wouldn't mess with her, would you?
You've met her before?
I have once before, yeah. It's going to be so good. So, Pink at 3:10. And we will get two super fans on. So if you've emailed me, might call you back. I've been told that we're allowed to speak to two people. So two Pink fans will get to chat to her today.
But we got so many messages when you talked about this yesterday.
Like literally thousands and thousands and thousands. So thank you if you've been in touch. You might get a call, you never know, later on. Also today, we have got Bangers at 2:40.
And I don't have a clue where we're up to scoring-wise on that one at the moment. I think you're 2-0 up, 1-0 up, 2-0 up. You're winning anyway.
Yeah, I'm winning.
But I'm coming back in anger today. Okay. I've got such a banger.
So have I, actually. So have I. That's at 2:40. And because it's Friday, we are going to speak to James, our private investigator on the show. That'll be at 1:40. He's got another great story for us. This is a guy that actually hides in bushes and spies on people for a living.
Mm.
All coming up. Oh, yes. And it's day one of the WhoVent calendar.
Yes.
Hello. 25 Who's coming your way this month.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Have you dressed up for Pink today?
Yes, is the honest answer. And I knew you'd say something.
You're looking quite suave there, mate.
I tried to go shopping on my own today. I'll tell you what happened. I got some trousers which are too small for me.
Sure.
And are really uncomfortable. And I'm wearing a roll neck.
You can't do it, I know.
Because, I tell you what I've started doing, is you know the mannequins there? Whatever they're wearing, I'm assuming that's what I should be wearing.
Right.
So what I did is I bought exactly what's on the mannequin.
Did you actually? Did you?
Yes.
That's actually a great rule.
Mate.
Looks good on the mannequin. It's going to look good on me.
If someone has decided, right, we're going to put that on a mannequin, we'll put it on me. The problem is the mannequin's well thin.
Right. I know, yeah. I've been there.
So I'm wearing a roll neck and a few people have commented on it today.
I'm not sure how I feel about the roll neck.
Do you think I look like a poet?
No, you look like one of Mark Wright's friends.
Do you think I look like Tom Cruise?
No.
Someone in the office said that.
You look like one of the lads from Brentwood.
I'm worried I look like Dapper Laughs when he went on Newsnight.
No, you look like... You remember when I did the Strictly Come Dancing tour? Mark Wright was on that and all his mates came down for a bit of a banter session.
Yeah.
All of them, not one without a roll neck on.
So what, is everyone wearing roll neck?
They were 3 years ago in Essex, yes.
So what, and you're saying it just that you don't
I don't
like,
know.
You don't
I, like I'm, it. I'm, people will now message
I tried.
You. No, it's good. And you followed what the mannequin was doing. It's just that the jury's out on them for me.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Charlie, who is in Bristol. Really looking forward to Pink later. And hey, Chloe, off of Saffron Walden. That's a place. Saying, love the fact that I can actually listen to your show because I've got a cheeky half day at work today. Not cheeky, though, is it? Off to Norfolk with the family. Thanks for having us on. On the show, we now have our very own private investigator called James. His job is to spy on people and hide in bushes and that.
I mean, we've struck gold with the stories that he can provide on now a weekly basis on this show.
Last time James was on, last Friday, he told us this.
It's not as good as the time I had to go undercover and pretend to be a celebrity scout.
He likes to tease us, doesn't he?
And then it gets me thinking all week, oh, I can't wait to Friday to find out what that story's about.
Hello, James.
Hi, guys.
I want to say happy birthday to you for the other day.
Thank you.
Nice cake. I'm sorry, I'm following you on Twitter now, you see, so...
Did you see the cake?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Amazing cake. That was a surprise party. I feel like a really bad detective, but I didn't see the party coming.
Well, you didn't know about your own surprise party?
No, exactly. I've dropped the ball on that one, guys.
Right, you really have.
Since following you on Twitter as well, your tweets are genuinely quite funny. Mm. Weren't you watching Life of Pi the other day because you thought it was Life of PI and it was a whole film about private investigations?
Yeah, I was somewhat disappointed, yeah.
Okay, James, now the celebrity scout story that you were going to tell us,
yeah.
We're not allowed to do.
No, for legal reasons.
Yes. We've run it past, and this is true, we've run it past the legal team, and they've advised us not to do it because it's just best not to.
Well, that's fair enough, but I do have an even better story for you guys.
Better than being a celebrity scout?
Better than being a celebrity scout.
Great.
Right,
I'm
okay.
Sitting comfortably.
Yes, yes, we're sitting comfortably. So here's James the PI with another great story. By the way, James, when do you think you're going to run dry?
Oh, guys, I've got so many of these stories, and every week I just get put on more random adventures, so they're just going to keep coming until you guys get bored of me.
No such thing as a dry PI.
That's right.
No.
Okay, I'm ready for the story, James.
Okay, so I had to follow a lady to see if she was having an affair, and we were following her around for quite some time, as standard. Everything was going normal, and we started to realise that we were getting some really good photo opportunities, like just too good. And it turned out that she was having an affair. She met with a guy and she was like kissing him in public, lots of displays of affection.
So hang on, who booked you?
It was the husband who thought the wife was having an affair.
Right. And when you do this, do you literally follow them everywhere?
Yeah, so we get some information, first of all, some pictures to make sure we know and memorise the face of the person. And yeah, we'll arrange a time and a date. And it could be for 6 hours, it could be for a week we follow somebody. It depends on how much the client's paying. Right. But this particular job, we follow this lady around for the whole day and night.
And what do you get? Do you get, like, pictures on your phone?
A bit of both. We get some pictures on our phone, or we've got long lens photographs and cameras.
Knew you'd have a long lens.
Of course he's got a long lens.
What's your best gadget, do you think?
My favourite gadgets are the tracking devices, because they just have made my job so much easier. Although we do have a drone as well.
That's a bit... I don't know. That seems a bit... Like, it'd be hard to keep that a secret if you're following someone by drone, surely.
Well, it's got to be quite high. But that's next week's story.
Oh, okay. Right, so you're following this lady around.
Yeah, so we're following this lady around. We're getting some really good photographs of her having a really obvious affair. She's not trying to keep it a secret or anything. You know, kissing this guy in public.
Yeah, and she's been really a fairy.
Yeah. As it gets later in the evening, we're getting these photographs and she's positioning herself like under streetlights, and it's just like perfect lighting opportunities, which is brilliant for us. But
right. Well, so she's getting the lighting exactly right.
Yeah, like it's working brilliantly for me as a photographer.
It's just working. It's working so well. She's almost winking at the camera, that kind of thing.
Literally, yeah.
The sting is going well so far.
It's going really well.
James, this is annoying, but we're going to break for a song and then you're going to tell me what happened next.
Scott Mills
here. James, the PI, is on the phone.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so bring us up to date with the story so far.
Okay, so I've been following this lady around all day. She's obviously having an affair. I've got some really good photographs of her with the guy she's having an affair with, and just really good photo opportunities.
Describe a couple of the pictures for us, please.
So it's like they're like kissing and canoodling.
You don't write canoodling in an official report, do you? Afterwards, I saw your wife canoodling.
No. PDAs, public displays of affection.
Yeah, okay, so you've got all that.
Got all that. Holding hands, walking down the street together, in a restaurant together, dining and like touching and holding hands. Like, very flirty.
Eating spaghetti, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
From each other's mouths.
Yeah, string of spaghetti.
Yeah, off of Disney, yeah. Me and my colleague got a little bit suspicious that this was going a little bit too well for us. We have good and bad days. So we did a bit of research on top of our research. And the twist was that the guy we photographed her with was actually her husband. And these guys had a bit of a thing for being watched. So they'd set the whole thing up.
What?
So nice
what do you mean?
Them. They liked the idea of being followed.
What?
Hold on. So, hang on. So, this guy has been like, oh, I think my wife's having an affair. Can you follow her? But he's wanting this to happen.
Yeah. Literally.
Wow. People are into all sorts, aren't they?
But hang on. So, you must have known who the client was at the start. I don't want to say you're bad at your job here, but did it take you like a week to realise that the person she was having an affair with was also the person paying you?
No, because obviously they've done it in a way that we wouldn't know. We don't obviously meet with our clients face-to-face, first of all, but yeah, they've done it in a way that they've got around that because that was their thing. And I later found out they've done it to a few other PIs as well. They had this little anniversary thing they do almost where they would just get someone to follow them around, get some photographs of them in public, and that was their thing.
They're sex people.
They're sex people.
Yes, they definitely are, James.
Like, that's... I mean, that's quite expensive to have someone following you like that. Can you imagine, Scott?
It's really expensive.
I know, right?
And, like, but that's why the lighting was so good, is because they were, like...
Setting up for
posing. They've probably got the pictures up on the wall.
Oh.
Sex people.
Probably got them framed, yeah. I like to think that's framed when they're downstairs.
So how did they describe it to you? Like, when you went back with the evidence, what did he say?
Well, we decided not to call them out on it to save embarrassment, but we just kind of, like, sent them photographs and told him that, yeah, you know, it would appear your wife met up with a gentleman, etc. And he acted shocked, but I know that he was obviously lying.
You know it was him.
Yeah, no,
that, or she was having an affair with his twin.
That could be the next plot twist. You never know. Anybody you want me to follow, guys?
What? Keep doing your job. Can I get a gift voucher for someone like you? For Christmas?
Yeah,
for
I think we should branch out to, like, spy gift vouchers. Yeah.
And very quickly, because
I would love that.
I know you've got to go soon. Very quickly, do you do a Christmas party?
Yes, we have a spy Christmas party coming up soon, actually.
Well, all the spies meet up.
So, yeah, all of our firm in the country, we're spread out everywhere. They're all kind of going to get together and have, like, a Christmas party. So lots of stories will be there. I'll kind of try and farm some for you guys.
Imagine the stories from that. You could get some more and then tell us.
Absolutely. I'll try my best.
Right, yeah, make sure you chat to all the other spies. I want all the goss, right?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks again, James. Great story.
No problem, guys. And next week, we're daytime dogging in Dagenham.
I can't wait.
Like Mary Berry.
Scott Mills.
Okay, even the people that are hating Christmas on the radio by now must be like, okay, it's December, bring it on.
Everyone always said when everything was starting too early, it was like, at least wait till December. We're there.
Yeah, we are. And I was on Good Morning Britain earlier, and they did this survey thing, and it is. From today, people don't mind hearing Christmas songs.
Great.
All good. But first, the Whovent calendar. There's something very ho behind all of these doors.
And we do one every day.
Up to Christmas and including Christmas Day. Let's find out what's behind today, Santa, please.
Ho, ho, ho! The Whovent calendar with Scott Mills. Well... I don't want to get excited and make a big old sing-song, but here we go with door number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Westlife. Ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure to see the incredible Ella Henderson!
Ladies and gentlemen, great pleasure to introduce you, Miss Catherine Jenkins.
That Riddian.
Yeah.
Introducing the famous person you're doing a duet with on the X Factor final.
Ho!
Scott Mills.
Hi, Ella, who says, amazing Christmas tune. I loved hearing Wham. Feeling well Christmassy now. Just bought some presents and visited the Christmas markets in Manchester. Oh, no, I went to the Birmingham German market last weekend. Good times. Eight-inch sausage.
Really?
Get in me.
And when is your tree going up?
My tree will go up next weekend.
And do we know who's going on top of it? Needs to be topical.
Yeah. Trump?
Maybe, or Big Shaq? I don't know.
Big Shaq would be good. Basically, I have a picture of someone as the star every year. Previous years, Jeremy Kyle. Susan Boyle.
That was one, yeah.
So any suggestions for this year? Needs to be topical, though.
Scott Mills.
Loving how much people get involved in the selection process for who to put on the top of my tree this year. Tree's going up next weekend. Donald Trump's a bit obvious, actually. Mm. Other people from the year that I could place atop the tree. What about Brenda from Bristol?
Yes,
Another one! There will be pictures of Brenda on the internet, won't there? Yeah. Or put Gemma Collins on the top.
Oh, yeah.
Probably fall off. Oh. Or. Oh, yes. Right. Meghan Markle. Of course.
Oh, of course.
Right. Come out of nowhere and suddenly she's doing royal visits everywhere. Definitely Meghan.
One. Scott Mills.
Oh, there's some more suggestions coming in now. What about Korean Billy?
Good shout.
On the top of the tree with his new hair. Have you seen his new hair?
I haven't.
He's
nice.
He's redhead now.
Yes, queen.
Or the governess of the chase?
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
Or...
good idea again.
Or... this lady.
Reclaiming my time.
Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters.
Obsessed.
Reclaiming my time.
I think I'm going to stick with the Sparkle of Markle.
Nice.
Right. Do you want to be on Bangers? It's the last one of the week. So... call us on 03700 100 100.
Scott Mills, CBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Zach.
Hello.
Hello. Right, you're in Belfast at the moment studying, right?
Yes, well, I pretend to study.
Okay, where do you go?
Queen's University.
I know it well, yeah. Okay. A few times.
And have you been trying to work today, or have you just managed to avoid it all day?
I had a presentation, but I'll be avoiding work for the afternoon, I think.
Okay, cool. Where are you originally from, then?
Hertfordshire.
It's a good night out, Belfast, isn't it?
It's a pretty good night out.
I really like it. Okay, Chris, you go first today.
All right, well, last bangers of the week. I've got an absolute belter today. Scott, my choice is this.
Oh.
It's beefy, right? This is Pendulum.
That takes me back.
With Watercolour. What a tune.
I can tell you're running out when you choose Pendulum.
No, I just wanted a massive sounding, wow, banger for a Friday.
It is good.
Oh, it's a good choice. And what have you got?
It's either this or Chasing Status, you choose.
Yeah.
Basic.
Harsh. Or...
because she's coming on the show, old school Pink. Oh. Wow, this is Don't Let Me Get Me. Awkward if you don't choose mine because she's coming in.
Well, it's a tough choice. I do normally go with Chris, but you got me singing along a bit there, so I think I'm going to have to go for you, Chris. Scott, sorry.
Oh,
Scott.
Hang on. You want Pink, right?
Yes.
Oh, I am, please. Just in case she's listening. That did sound good.
Sound amazing. What a tune.
Oh, they're not happy, some of them. But Pink's coming in a minute. You can't not pick her song.
I think you're right. Could have been awkward. But Pendulum would have been amazing. Dave in Essex says, I think Pink will be followed into the studios by the police. What robbery? Which is a wonderful image.
I'm sorry, madam. We're going to have to arrest you.
All right, you can do the interview in a second.
I hope
we
she
have some
flies
business
in.
Here.
I hope she flies in because she's doing that a lot at her concerts at the moment. Mm. She does like amazing stunts as well.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Pink.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, welcome back to Radio 1.
Thank you.
I was kind of half expecting you to fly in there on some kind of trapeze thing.
Through the ceiling, yeah. Yeah. Climb down the wall.
What you do on your live shows is incredible.
Thanks.
It's
mad. Really fun.
Is it scary?
The last thing I did, I rappelled down a building for the American Music Awards. That was pretty scary.
Right.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Right. Has anything ever gone wrong on that front or nearly wrong?
Thank God not on that one. That one I probably wouldn't come back from. The first night I went up, actually, it was nighttime. It was so much scarier at night. And I'm 200 feet in the air and sort of hanging on to the glass of the outside of the 20th or 30th floor. And I was like... there's nothing about this that feels right.
Right. At the time, you must have been like, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, I didn't think it through, honestly.
Right, before you're there, before you know it, you're doing it.
But yeah, things have gone wrong.
Yeah.
A couple of times. Thankfully, nothing serious happened.
I love that heights don't bother you. Do you
have
any?
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do.
I'm terrified of them.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, but I didn't know that until a couple weeks ago.
Well, you got to try it, haven't you? I saw that you liked someone's comment on Twitter recently when they were like, "Can Pink stop flying everywhere and just sing?"
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I think it's amazing.
It's fun.
It's really fun.
I mean, I believe in performance, and
that's what you get from me.
It's
yeah.
fun. Yeah. It's a good time.
We were saying earlier, you've had obviously such an amazing career, so many hit songs. Are there any that you sometimes have to kind of remind yourself of because there's so many?
Oh, I can't remember words to anything anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'm the worst.
What have you forgotten lyrics for?
Who knew? I forgot the entire song in the middle of a concert.
No way.
And then as soon as you forget, everyone forgets. So I look to my audience for help.
Right.
Or maybe my background singer, you would think, would know the words.
Might be nice.
No one.
They didn't know either.
No one ever helps. Ever. Everyone goes blank.
But I thought they'd all be singing it back to you because everyone knows every single word.
I thought that too.
Right.
Doesn't happen.
Okay. So you've forgotten Who Knew.
I've forgotten Who Knew. I've forgotten Perfect. I forget everything.
Does someone not write them down for you?
I need a teleprompter.
I think so.
Steven Tyler yeah,
but
gets
if you,
a teleprompter.
But if you do that, if you're just reading them off an autocue or a teleprompter, you're effectively doing karaoke.
No, you're not, because you're Pink.
Well, karaoke to your own song, which is awesome.
Well, right. I suppose, yeah, it's a good point, yeah.
I'd do Young MC if people wanted me to.
Right. That must be odd if you are at a karaoke bar with Pink.
Does that ever happen? Do you do karaoke at all?
We did karaoke at my wedding.
Did you?
Really? Yeah, we hired a DJ and never used him.
Well, who was singing?
I just had a bunch of... I had Billy Mann there, who's an incredible singer, and Butch Walker, who's an incredible singer. It was ridiculous.
Well, right. What is your go-to
Lisa
karaoke?
Marie.
What's your go-to karaoke sure. song, would you say?
Young MC.
Oh, Young
Bust
MC.
Bust a Move.
What's right. yours, Scott?
Angels, Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Oh. It's just impressive, isn't
yeah.
it?
Wow, no. Not when I do it. listen, Pink, when we put the word out that you were coming on the show... So many of your fans have been in touch, and
yay.
You know this, but Pink fans, they really love Pink.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
full on.
It's reciprocal
great.
Love affair.
Yeah, they absolutely love it. And I know that you love them back. So we said that maybe one or two people could speak to you, and the response, I can show you in a minute, has been ridiculous, like off the scale ridiculous. We've called so many people back, and the producer there, Mark, was at home last night calling back all your fans.
That's so nice.
And putting it on loudspeaker so his wife could hear. Did anything go wrong? Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, that was his evening.
Sorry about your bad luck.
Oh, no, they were all mostly fine. But they all were saying, let me talk to Pink. Now, the controller's completely
That's
in your
awesome.
Hands, right? I'm going to play Beautiful Trauma and then
all right.
you're going to pick a couple of calls at random and your fans will get a chance to speak to you. On Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Pink is with us. You know, you were one of the first ever people I interviewed at Radio 1.
I hope I made it easy for you.
You were so lovely.
Oh,
but I,
good.
But
thank
I,
God.
Because you had that, like, this kind of, like, pretty feisty image, I was, I'm not going to lie,
terrified.
I was terrified.
Yeah.
But then you were so lovely, and I was like, ah. Oh.
My husband said that to me, too.
He's oh, really?
He thought I was a man-eater.
Well, it's just the image that you had at that time.
I know. Somebody said online on the line on Twitter today that I always look angry.
Do you use Twitter a lot?
I do.
Like, do you keep an eye on it?
I need to take a break because I keep replying and I really need to stop.
Do you ever do that thing? I did it the other night when a certain US politician was retweeting where you send a message to someone and then think, actually, I probably shouldn't do that, and then delete it straight away.
Yeah, life needs an edit button.
Yeah, he got scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you were lovely. That was when you were R&B
Pink.
Oh,
good. Yay.
Yeah, it was great.
Did I have pink cornrows?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that hair.
Okay, right. So let's do.
All right.
Let me talk
let's
to
talk
Pink.
Let's talk to people.
Let's talk to some of your adoring fans.
All
okay.
Right.
Okay, Pink, I would like you to pick a name from that list at random.
Ooh.
Oh, it's going to.
Okay, Laura.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh. Hey. Oh my God.
How the heck are you?
I'm good. How the heck are you?
I'm good. Good.
Wow.
Now,
yeah.
Laura, why don't you tell Pink what your job is?
I'm a Pink tribute act.
Shut up.
Yes.
That's
I
awesome.
Yeah. It's good fun. You know, it gets me around and. I mean, they say everybody's got a doppelganger, and you're lucky that yours is me, so...
That's amazing!
No, it's good fun. I'm off to Germany next
No way. Where in Germany?
I'm doing Düsseldorf next weekend, and then Leipzig the following weekend.
She's making money off of you.
Please go to the Christmas markets for me.
Yes, I will. I will. I hear that the Steiners are good.
I like you. Even have a raspy voice. That's awesome.
She's getting your gigs as well.
I thought they were. I thought you were going to say you were a dominatrix. They said you had a really cool
maybe that
job.
As well, but we won't talk about that. So.
Laura, I've actually seen some of your videos. Actually, have you? And we're now showing them to Actual Pink.
That is amazing.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
Is this a full-time thing for you, Laura?
Well, it's kind of just part-time. So I do event management for a charity by day, part-time, and then, I'm a musician on the weekends. And I kind of just fell into the Pink tribute stuff. Obviously, it's a massive honour. I've been a huge fan since I was 9. And, somebody once said to me, will you please do a Pink tribute for New Year's Eve party? You look like her, you sound like her. No way, I could never possibly do her justice. So I did it because they offered me some money, and I was like, "All right, I'm gonna do it."
That's so great! I love it. I love it.
And I've never looked back. So, but thank you. I mean, you've given me the opportunity to perform at some amazing venues and in front of thousands of people. So
you're flying all over the world.
So great! That makes me so happy.
Laura, whilst Pink's here, do you want to sing? I mean, this seems like the logical thing to do, right?
Well, I could do. Yeah, I suppose.
Do you want to help out, Pink, or?
Which, what are we doing?
Well, it's up to you.
Hopefully we want to know the words too.
Yeah.
What's your song of choice, Laura?
Should we go with a classic and sing Just Like a Pill?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Okay.
How's
it go? What's the first line?
All right, Laura.
Lying here on the floor where you left me. I think that's the first. I think took too much. Ooh, look at the reverb just showed up.
What have you done?
Oh.
I thought it would be fun.
Oh, you're way better than I am. Yeah, you got that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you got that. I love your voice.
Can we
so rad.
Laura, can we go for the chorus, please?
Let me just clear my pipes. Where I can run to the fast as I can to the middle of nowhere. In the middle of my heart, shaded tears and elsewhere. Something like that.
You're amazing.
Yes.
And raspy. That makes me so happy.
Yay. And Laura, it was your birthday yesterday as well, right?
It was my birthday, so I wondered, could you sing happy birthday to me?
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Laura. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Oh my God!
Got to make the most of your opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And she has. Is that it now?
That's it. Thank you so much, and thank you very much for all that you do. You're amazing, and
you're amazing. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank
bye.
Bye bye. Oh, I love your fans. Right, wait right there, and we'll get one more for you to speak to. All right,
Scott Mills.
Pink is here, and we're calling some of your fans. Okay, let's go for one more.
Okay,
who would you like from
let's
this?
Let's go, Jordan.
Hello,
Jordan.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Oh my God. Are you joking?
Hi.
What? Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
This is crazy.
How are you? Oh.
Are you okay, hon?
I'm amazing. Oh my God.
You're a big fan, right?
Big fan. What an understatement. Yeah, crazy fan.
Tell me how big.
Like, colossal, insane, like, I can't even put it into words, like, what, this is crazy.
You got one shot. What question do you want to ask Pink? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, my God. What question do I want to ask Pink? Oh, my God, this
right,
is
right, it's hard when you get, but you'd think it's not going to be you, don't you? And then you're like, oh, actually, I'm on the phone to her.
I'm with my mate, and I was like, oh, it's not going to be me, I'll just chill. And crazy, I'm literally joking. A question,
it's hard to think of one when you're shaking.
If you were going to adopt an animal, like from a shelter, like now, like not today, but like soon, and it couldn't be like a dog, because I know you like love your dogs, what like exotic animal would you adopt?
It's a great question.
I mean, it is.
weird one.
All right, we have currently we have 3 rescue dogs. We have 2 rescue guinea pigs, which I didn't know that was a thing, but that's a thing. And they have a guinea pig hotel that you can check them into when you go away.
Have you used all that?
I have not used the hotel yet.
No, but you know it's there.
Oh my
god,
it's there if I need it for when I'm on tour. I think Willow wants a lizard, so we have to find a lizard rescue.
That would be amazing.
And maybe a llama.
Yeah.
Or an emu or alpaca or something
alpaca,
weird.
Yeah, they're cool.
With the hair.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's a good answer.
Listen, it's really nice to speak to you. I'm sorry that I know this is a nice surprise, but I think you were a bit shocked there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Go and tell everybody.
I'm going to have my mum's going to be so excited.
It's so sweet.
Good to speak to you.
Have an amazing day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Your fans are
so sweet.
They are so lovely.
They're so sweet.
Is there ever a weird situation where you found someone, I don't know, in your luggage or anything like that?
No. My dog once, but no.
You found your dog in there?
Yeah.
Johnny Depp got chucked out of Australia for that.
We didn't get anywhere.
All right, okay. Listen, it's an honour and a pleasure to see you.
Thank you
so much, Pink, for coming in today. And thanks for speaking to some of your fans.
Heck yeah, that was fun.
Scott Mills.
Be honest, did you get a bit of a twinge when Pink walked in?
In what sense?
I did. Starstruck, a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. She's so famous and so cool.
But so nice. I know. And one of her fans was almost sick when she got to speak to her.
Jordan?
Oh, hello?
Can you hear that again, please?
Jordan?
Oh, hello?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Scott Mills.
Back on Monday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1, and joining us will be Scandi pop sensation Sigrid. Scott Mills.